Welcome to a new edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. We want to welcome our new subscriber. They're from India. Yeah, the country of India has joined Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. We want to welcome you with open arms. Ah, yeah, buddy, we got a lot of boxing news we want to get you to today. There was some boxing news that went on yesterday, and yeah, it was on and popping on pay-per-view. So if you had pay-per-view, it was on and popping. But yeah, you can go to YouTube and catch the, you know, the highlights like I did. I caught a lot of the highlights on YouTube, and you can go on the, you know, your Google and search a lot of the news and see what's going down. But yeah, man, Aleem Khanouli, he retains his title. Janabek Aleem Khanouli, he defeated Stephen Butler. Yeah, man, it was that dude got some power, man. Yeah, he retains it with a second round KO of Stephen Butler. And if you're wondering if he was the real deal, he is the real deal. And yeah, I watched some of that fight, and that guy is the real deal, man. He is now 14-0. And yeah, if you want to check him out, go on YouTube and you can see some of that fight. Aleem Khanouli, he's got the legendary trainer Buddy McGurk, and he says everybody's been ducking this guy. And they say Andrade is one of the guys who's been ducking him, and now I can see why. I see why those guys have been ducking him, because he is the real deal. I mean, that guy, I mean, he has some power, man. I mean, both hands. But yeah, that left hand is a mug, man. And also, if you were watching Australia's Jason Maloney, he won his first world title fight last night. He beat Vincent Astrobio from the Philippines. And he won a vacant world title in the bantamweight crown. And yeah, that was a good fight. Maloney, he improved to 26-2. And that was a nice title bout. That was a great, great fight too also. So if you were checking out any of those fight, you know, hey, man, they were really good fights that came on pay-per-view last night. As I said, you can go to YouTube and check out, you know, the highlights. Go to YouTube. They have the highlights on already. Go to your, you know, like your Yahoo News or your Bill of Sport News. They can give you some of the, you know, the updates on if you're checking out any, if you want some of the news updates. But the big fight of last night was the Raleigh Romero. Yeah, he won on a controversial stoppage of my man Barroso, Ismael Barroso. And if you want to ask me, man, go to YouTube. You can see the highlights. It was a very controversial fight. You know, Venezuela's Barroso, he was, I think he's like 40 years old. Some people called him 100 years old. But Barroso was handling his business, man. Tony Weeks, he stopped the fight. I believe it was in the ninth round he stopped the fight. And Tony Weeks has been in some controversial decisions lately. And if you ask me, you know, allegedly, I think he needs to be removed from boxing. Tony Weeks, you need to be cut out of boxing. You are a terrible referee. And, you know, you used to be my man. I used to really like Tony Weeks. I used to think he was a good boxing referee, but man, no, you need to be out of the game, man, because Romero, man, you were getting handled by that 40-year-old guy. That guy was winning every round. Barroso was handling his business. And if you really ask me, I think the ninth round, Romero might have been winning that ninth round, and he might have won one other round. But Barroso was up on all the scorecards. He was up at least by 5 points on every scorecard. Romero, he went down. I believe it was in the second round where Barroso hit him with a left hook, and Romero went down with a clean left hook. He went down. Tony Weeks, you need to be fired, man, because either they paid you off, allegedly they might have paid you off, bro, because in that ninth round, Barroso, you know, Romero's trying to say he was hurt. Look at the YouTube clips, you'll see. Romero's trying to say Barroso was hurt. Barroso was tired, bruh, because he had carried the whole fight as a 40-year-old man. The man was, he was tired. He was kind of spent. And Romero was starting to come on in the ninth round. But Romero hit him with a good, one good shot. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that great. It was just a normal punch that any fighter would get hit with. And then he missed the next three or four punches. He hit him in the shoulder. Then he missed him. He missed him on the side of the face. He missed. Then he missed him again on the side. Then he missed him again on the shoulder. And then Tony Weeks came in and stopped the fight. He missed all of those punches. I mean, he missed every last one of them. And Tony Weeks came in and stopped the fight in the ninth round, where Romero had missed every last one of those punches. And then you got Romero jumping up and down on the ring like he really won the fight. And you should have saw, even his trainers were looking around. They were looking at each other like, what is this fool doing jumping up and down like he actually won? You can see they were even looking at each other. So, and to be honest with you, if I was a fighter, for real, I wouldn't even accepted that belt. He won a belt, man. He calling himself champion, super lightweight champion. WBA super lightweight champion. I wouldn't even accepted that belt. I would have told the promoters, hey, look, I didn't win this belt fair and square. Barroso, we need to do this over. We need to do this over. Let's take a couple of months so we can get ourselves together. We can rest up, get ourselves together. Let's do this over, because I'm not accepting a belt that I didn't win fair and square. Let's get a referee that's going to referee this thing fairly, and let's do it right. Tony Weeks, you know good and well, you should be investigated. The people who are behind boxing, the licensing committees, the promoters, they need to be investigating this fight. They need to take that belt away from Romero. He did not win it fair and square. And all the people were booing. Even this was in Las Vegas, in Romero's home. This was his home turf. The fans were booing. They were saying, you didn't win this fight. And then he had the nerve to be interviewed after the fight, calling himself the champ, saying it was really nice for him to be champ again. And he's calling out Ryan Garcia. Guys, this is funny. This is the world of boxing. I keep telling you guys, boxing is not like it was in the vintage days when they weren't dodging each other. They were boxing the best. Were boxing the best. It wasn't, hey, man, they were blow for blow. Wasn't no running around the ring. Floyd Mayweather running, ducking, talking about you the best, running. and running around the ring and not going blow for blow trying to see who the best. Yeah, you undefeated running around the ring, man. You don't get my respect. You don't get my respect. You only the fight, the best fight each other. Yeah, it's hit or don't be hit. I get that part. That's boxing, but that ain't fighting. See, I come to see a fight. I don't come to see all that. Let's see if you can, if I can't be hit. No, I like Lomachenko. Lomachenko, he comes to fight. And that brings up another subject. Lomachenko, pound for pound, best fighter in the world, getting ready to fight Devin Haney. Who you got? Who you got? Because Devin Haney ain't no joke. See, they getting ready to lace him up. See, we getting ready to see who the best, Devin Haney or Lomachenko. And we don't want to see none of that Tony Weeks in the ring. We don't want to see none of that. But getting back to my man, Rolly Romero, whatever your name is, brother, you are a joke. You are a joke to boxing. Talking about everybody want to see you and Ryan Garcia. Man, Ryan Garcia gonna eat you for lunch. Talking about everybody want to see. That's the greatest fight everybody want to see. Dude, don't nobody want to see you. You a joke. You are a joke to boxing. Man, you sound like everybody got a trophy. One of them kids. Like everybody get a trophy kid. You shouldn't even accepted that belt. We'd have had more respect for you if you would have stood up in that ring and said, hey, nah, I can't even accept this belt. I got to fight for this belt the right way. Put that belt back. We'll lace them up another day and do this over so the fans can get what they came for. Now, getting back to Devin Haney and Vasily Lomachenko. Who you got, baby? Because, hey, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. These are the two best other than Tank Davis. These are the three best right there. And I was rolling with Devin Haney at first. I was rolling with Devin because I like my boy Devin Haney. But man, oh man, oh man. Lomachenko ain't no joke. And let me tell you why I'm sliding with Lomachenko. Yeah, y'all can ring the bell. Get on me. Because you know how y'all do it. India, come on, slide on in here. France, y'all been rolling with me all the time. France been rolling with me all the time. And you know how Great Britain, they roll. They always been rolling with me. But and Russia got some of the greatest boxers of all time. So you all chime on in here on Russia. But Lomachenko, let me tell you why I'm rolling with Lomachenko. Because I don't know if Devin Haney gonna be able to hang with some of them body punches. That man, he go uptown, downtown. The man has the greatest footwork I've ever seen in boxing. Maybe greater than Muhammad Ali. Now, I'm not saying he's a greater fighter than Muhammad Ali, because I believe Muhammad Ali is the greatest. Yeah, I said it. Muhammad Ali is the greatest of all time. And, yeah, and maybe, what's his name? Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, y'all never mentioned my man Jack Johnson, who fought, 50 rounds, 80 rounds. Y'all never mentioned him. So, yeah, Jack Johnson. But Lomachenko got that footwork. Man, Ali had that footwork. And Lomachenko, man, I mean, he got some of the smoothest, greatest footwork I ever seen. So, Devin, if you're listening, hey, man, you better practice taking some of them body shots. And then he gonna come upstairs, and then he got that speed. And Devin, hey man, I was rolling with you, man, cause you know you a heck of a fighter. You a heck of a fighter, and you got some power in them hands, but you gotta load up. I noticed when I watch you, you have to load up. And Devin, you ain't got time to load up with Lomachenko. You don't have time to load up. So ring the bell. Tell me who you got. Tell me who you rolling with. And Errol Spence, he chimed in on last night's fight. He said that was a bunch of BS. So when you get the pros talking about it was a bunch of BS, yeah, it's a bunch of BS that went on last night. Tony Weeks, get rid of him. Get rid of that guy. Unless he was allegedly paid off. So tell me who you're rolling with, Devin Haney or Lomachenko. I'll wait. All righty. We're going to talk about the NBA on the next show because, Golden State, they're out of there. Golden State, they're gone. And, the Miami Heat, they kicked out the New York Knicks. They kicked out my man Walt Frazier's team. You know, I was rolling with Walt Frazier, man. Them was my boys, so they out of there. So, yeah, man, we'll talk about that on the next show. But today was all about boxing. It was all about the fist cuffs. Yeah, man, that's how we roll. Vintage Sports, Internet News. Drop a dime on us, man. Hit the button. Tell me who you're rolling with. Devin Haney, Lomachenko. They're coming up May 20th. Let's get it on. Ring the bell. Tell me who you're with. We'll see you next time. Peace.